We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, tomorrow is Friday, so that is great news. Big, big football weekend. I mean, I know you're already planning where you're going to watch the LSU-Georgia game. It's the SEC Championship in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Georgia's a tough team, but I think LSU's tougher and better. And Joe Burrow has been named, what, the top quarterback in the country. And then Sunday, noon kickoff, Saints 49ers. Huge game for both teams. The Saints control their destiny. And it would be so nice to have a bye week. It would be so nice to have home field advantage through the playoffs. And the Saints can do it. But they have to beat the 49ers and a few other teams as well. I heard today that somebody called into a radio station in our sister station, WBT, in Charlotte, and said that the police, to punish people, they're not giving them tickets. They're giving them tickets to the Carolina Panthers game instead of a speeding ticket, thinking that that would be more of a punishment. Hey, you know that guy Tony who sometimes calls into Sports Talk? He's from Australia. He calls into Sports. He's in the lobby right now. Yeah, he's here with his friends, and in fact, Tony's going to be he's going to be at the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff show at the Dome. He's going to be in the Dome. He came for this game against San Francisco, and I mean, obviously, he made plans in advance. This turns out to be really at this point the biggest game of the season. I feel good about the Saints. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. The crew of Orpheus has announced its 2020 lineup in terms of celebrities. And Academy Award nominee Bryan Cranston. He was in Breaking Bad. He was also the dad in Malcolm in the Middle, which I thought was a pretty funny show. And I first saw him. This guy, Bryan Cranston, was the actor who played Tim Watley on Seinfeld. He was the dentist. And that was the whole anti-dentite episode, which was just such a brilliant, brilliant episode. Kramer thought Jerry was an anti-dentite. And I've got a text here asking me, am I anti-dentite? Why? I had a text earlier asking me that question. I don't know what I've said or done to give anybody the impression that I'm anti-dentite. I'm very dentite. I'm very much for dentist. I was at the dentist. I spent $1,600 at the dentist the other day. I'm very much in favor of the dentist, obviously. I like nice teeth and a healthy mouth. So I said that's the best way I can explain that. I'm not anti-dentite at all. In addition to him reigning as the monarch of the crew of Orpheus, he'll be at the ball, the Orphe Escapade, which is a big blast. And then there's going to be somebody from Dancing with the Stars, Lauren Elena, I think that's how you pronounce her name. And also there will be a music legend tribute, and Art Neville's going to be part of this. And it's going to be this Neville Orphe Escapade tribute. The Mixed Nuts are going to be there. The band The Party Crashers. Man, this is a polished cover band. I mean, they spend a lot of money on this cover band. I think they're from Vegas. But they are just amazing. Choppa's going to be there. Cupid, DJ Jubilee is going to be there. I've been the last couple of years in a row. And plan to go again this year. It is one hell of a party. Here's a text. I love hearing Tony on game day. Good day, mate. Yeah, he just greeted me that way when I walked out to go use the restroom. So if you're just tuning in, we talked a little bit about the announcement from Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, that she is ordering the House of Representatives to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. We also talked about First Lady Melania Trump bashing a witness at the impeachment hearings for bringing up the name of their son. And this witness said President Trump can name his son Barron, but that doesn't make him a Barron. And while that was not a direct attack, I think that the children of presidents that are not part of the administration, especially the younger children of presidents, I think they're offsides. I just don't think you bring them up. you could bring up the fact that the president and the first lady have a son, 13 years old, named Barron. You can bring up the fact that they have a son. But in any other context, I mean, don't even bring him up. And I guess there was something subtly negative about, well, his name is Barron, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a Barron. You don't know what he's going to become. So anyway, the woman apologized for saying that. She was a law professor at Stanford. And I'm glad she apologized. But, you know, it's just a reminder that, you know, can't we have some sacred territory here where the kids of presidents are offsides? And there were many times that I had to defend the Obama kids, the daughters, Sasha and Malia, because there were people that attacked them. And my God, remember the people that attacked poor Chelsea Clinton? Man, she was relentlessly abashed because, well, she had kind of an awkward look. And they bashed the hell out of her. So again, you know, both sides are guilty of this. Here is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question, something we'll be talking about this hour. Should the office holiday party, if it is off-site, away from the office, should it be subject to the same HR rules that cover the workplace on a daily basis? And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Also, if you're just tuning in, last hour we talked about the criticism of the animated special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as being sexist, racist, homophobic, and a story that exploits workers. And social media just gives people the opportunity to bash something. But if you really follow the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yes, he was bullied, and he was called names, and they laughed at him, and he was different. He had a red nose. He was different. But I think it's a great story about perseverance. It's a great story about dealing with being bullied. It's a great story about not letting anybody else affect what you think of yourself. And Rudolph, even though he was bullied, he was willing to put all of that aside and do what he could to help the team. And if it weren't for that guy, I wouldn't have gotten presents as a kid. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, number's 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Just a few minutes ago, I did the Jimmy Eat World version of Last Christmas, which I thought was good. This is the Taylor Swift version of Last Christmas, you know, the song that was done by Wham. So what do you think of this version? I mean, there are people who have this opinion that, you know the people that are called Never Trumpers? Well, there are people who are called Never Whammers. You know, it's like nothing by, they just don't want anything to do with Wham. I mean, it's all right. I mean, I like the Wham version. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, look, there's the office holiday party, and chances are there are going to be some beverages. It might be away from the office, and there you are. You're drinking a little bit. You're kind of hanging out with somebody that maybe you kind of have a crush on in the office, and I don't know, you kind of feel some kind of chemistry with this person. I mean, what if you kissed him? What if you ended up, like, you know, going downstairs and making out with him? Would that be wrong? If I'm not mistaken, the HR rules extend to the holiday office party, and I don't think that should be the case. I mean, if it's not on the site, we're having a holiday happy hour here at the radio station coming up in a week or so. So, I mean, if it's at the station, I mean, you know, you can't frolic with the, you know, your coworkers. But if a Christmas party is away from the office, and these are adults, I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with people flirting, or if it's a, you know, if somebody wants to end up, you know, making out, if it's appropriate. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, cheating on somebody or anything like that. But, I mean, is there anything wrong with that? I mean, we're talking about adults. And I just think this business about, you know, HR rules apply everywhere. I don't think they should apply. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think they should apply to the holiday office party. Do you think the holiday office party should be subject to the same HR rules as the workplace? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. And right now, 57% say no, they should not apply. And I agree with the 57%. 43% say yes, they should. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here is a text that says, I like the show a lot, but the last comment about the host having the same tattoo as the pop singer is really kind of gay. I can sometimes see how some people think he is gay. I guess they think they're writing this to like Ian or the radio station. Even with his fascination with younger men, for crying out loud, change that intro song. He claims to love the punk era, but that's his theme song. The theme song has nothing to do with anything being gay. It talks about lifestyle, but that doesn't mean that. I mean, do you think lifestyle only means one thing? I mean, there's a lot of different lifestyles out there. I think that's funny. What is my fascination with younger men? I've never expressed it. You know, if somebody hears something in me that's fascinated with younger men, you're really not listening to the show. And you're looking for something, I guess. Oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton is not a lesbian. There have been a lot of rumors about Hillary Clinton being a lesbian, and she was on Howard Stern's show, and Howard Stern asked her, and she said that she's not a lesbian. Here is a text that says, this is about the kids and presidents. Agree, kids are off limits. Poor choice of words, and she apologized. Funny, in the face of all the vitriol Trump doles out, via Twitter against adults and kids alike. Well, I mean, that's a good point. I don't care what the president does. I still think his son, who is not part of the administration, is offsides. But it doesn't mean that the president's not going to call people names. I mean, would the president like it if we called him a name? I mean, could you think anybody could think of a derogatory nickname for President Trump and call him that all the time? I mean, because he comes up with these snappy nicknames for everybody. And if you dish that out, then you need to be willing to take it. Maybe he wouldn't care. All right, so let's talk about the office holiday party. Have you ever, think about the past, have you ever said or done something inappropriate at the office holiday party or Christmas party, whatever? Remember there was that episode of Seinfeld where Elaine danced at the office party and nobody could get that out of their mind. Or was it maybe it was a wedding reception or something? I have seen people get drunk and dance at the radio station's holiday party, and it wasn't pretty. I mean, it was kind of like a sloppy, drunk dance, and it was not pretty. Have you ever said or done something? You know, and if you are going to the office holiday party, in fact, it's interesting that the story is that the hashtag MeToo movement caused a lot of companies to cancel the holiday office party because they were afraid of sexual harassment. And again, if it's away from the office, I don't think that should apply. I mean, nobody should harass anybody, no matter what. But if somebody wants to get together with somebody at the holiday office party, I mean, we're adults. I don't see why there's anything wrong with that. This idea of this applying to the office party, I don't know. I think that's a mistake. I lost my train of thought there. We were talking about holiday parties and making out and dance. Oh, dancing. Have you ever said something? This is something else. Oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to say. Keep in mind that, you know, sometimes when we drink, we are more open to saying things we might not have said had we not been drunk. I mean, I'm guilty of that. A lot of people are guilty of that. And so at the office party, you sometimes can get a little tipsy, and you might end up saying something to the boss that you really shouldn't have said. You might say something to a fellow coworker that you probably shouldn't have said. So just be cognizant of that if you go to the office holiday Christmas party. Again, I think that should be off limits, but there are those times. I mean, I remember, you know, I don't remember exactly who it was. I can picture her face, but I don't remember her name, which I know is kind of embarrassing, but I remember, you know, making out with somebody at a Christmas party in the past. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, I believe that you are misinterpreting the comment, although I agree with the opinion that children of political officials should be off limits. Well, my point is the woman should not have brought up the name of Barron, the president's son. This is a teenage son. I think he's 13 now. And he's not part of the administration. He didn't ask to be put in the position he's in. He was born the president's son, son of the first lady. And I don't think he should be part of the conversation. So I don't think I misinterpreted at all. She was asked the difference between, the witness was asked the difference between a president and a king or something like that. And her comment was, President Trump can name his son Barron, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a Barron. And while that's not a direct attack on Barron, I just think it's inappropriate to bring up their son's name. That just should not be part of the conversation. From Algiers, Larry, welcome to our show.
Scoot, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
In reference to the office party, if someone get injured at the office party, are they considered on the job or not?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, as long as you are under whoever you are working for, you should be covered.
But if it's a party, you're not working. And if it's not at the office, you're not working at the office.
But you're on the job.
You're not on the job.
If you go to New York, if you are sent out of town to do something, to attend a conference, you're not necessarily there at work. But if you get injured, you're still on the job.
Larry,
regardless of what your location is.
The difference is, if you are sent out of town on the job, you're on the job. If you go to a party, you're going to a party, and you're not on the job.
If you are sent to a party, you're still on the job.
Nobody has to. I don't know. Does anybody? Do people have to go to parties? Is it mandatory?
Sometimes you do.
Yeah. Well, maybe that would be different. But if people have a choice of going to the party or not, then it's up to them. I mean, they're on their own.
Yeah, and in reference to the president's son, I wouldn't have used his name, but this lady who used his name, she has apologized. She did whatever she can do. So why don't we accept her apology and move on?
I didn't say I didn't accept her apology. I'm just pointing out that the action of bringing up his name is wrong, and people shouldn't be prone to do that. And obviously that was something that she was comfortable doing until she realized it was wrong. And sometimes people don't think before they talk, and it's okay to talk about the things that we should think about before we talk.
Well, who are you to say it's wrong?
Well, it's my opinion.
It's not necessarily wrong. You just think it's wrong.
Exactly. I think
we're going back to the same thing. We're going back to the same thing. I hear you, which one of the reasons I admire your show, because you seem to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And whatever they think, just because you think something is a certain way, doesn't mean that it's that way.
Well,
it's just your thought.
I'm not telling anybody what to think. I think it was wrong for her to. This is an opinion-driven show. I mean, if I say it's wrong for her to bring up his name, it's obvious that I think it's wrong for him to bring up his name.
Right, because I don't think it's wrong for her to bring
it up. Okay, well, and you had a chance to get on the air and say that.
Right, because we all make mistakes. We all say things that we shouldn't say.
Oh, I know, Larry. I get that. But what we're doing here is we're saying, okay, this is not acceptable. So everybody else that needs to be in this position, think about it before you do it. Don't bring up the president's son's name.
Oh, why we keep milking it then?
All right, Larry.
Why we keep milking it?
I appreciate the call. You know, what I love about this show is that every afternoon we get a chance to challenge what's in the news. And we get a chance to point out the things that we think are right and the things that we think are wrong. And we get a chance to basically establish standards of what is right and what is wrong and what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And I have not harshly criticized the witness that used his name. I simply said it's inappropriate, and I don't think she should have done it. There are people who get a lot of attention making noise about something, and we get a chance on this show to present the other side. And we've done that a couple of times this week. Actually, we do it on a regular basis. Here's a text. Workplace romance Haven't heard this topic on the show before. Yeah, you know, that is, it's an interesting topic. I mean, I've talked to people who have met somebody in the workplace and fell in love with them and they got married and maybe they still work together, maybe they don't. But if you think about it, you spend so much time with people you work with that it's natural that some people would be attracted to other people in the workplace. And you get to see them on a regular basis and you get to see them have good days and bad days. So you have a really realistic view of people you work with. You know, if you date somebody, everybody's on their best behavior. You know, everybody's all dressed up and everybody's on their best behavior. But man, you work with people, you really get to know them. And sometimes that leads to romance. Here is a text that says, when you said going downstairs, I thought you were making a turn down a troubled road. I don't really know what that means. Anyway, sometimes the texts don't make sense to me. I don't, maybe you get it and I don't get it. All right, so is there anything wrong with, you know, you go to the office party, holiday party, you're away from the office. Anything wrong with, what if two people want to kiss? What if they want to make out? I mean, what if they end up in a car? You know, believe me, it's happened. I know it's happened. I'm not proud of every moment in my life. Well, I don't think there's a problem. I don't think the HR rules from work should apply at the office holiday party. Now, look, you got to check with your own HR manager. Don't take my word for this because they determine what it should be, not me. I just don't think it should apply. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. Our number's 260-1870, text 870-870. And we're coming back on WWL. All right, look, you know, maybe it's subconsciously on your list, but, you know, you go to the Christmas party and you think, man, I really would like to kiss that person. I mean, come on. I mean, we work with people we'd like to kiss, right? Well, inevitably that does happen. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Should the office holiday party, if it is off-site, should it be subject to the same HR rules that cover the workplace on a daily basis? 59% say no. 41% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. Here's a text that says, despite the fact that it is a party, the integrity of the company cannot be compromised. You still can be fired for actions committed outside of the workplace. Yeah, I get that. But if it's consenting adults and they're doing something because they agree to do it, then, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think. Now, again, look, if you have an office holiday party to go to, I'm not suggesting that you do whatever you want. I'm just saying that I don't think it's right for those rules. I think we go too far. It's too controlling for the rules of HR to extend outside of the workplace or an offsite thing where stuff is happening. Here is a text that says, I can recall a Christmas party where the quiet receptionist got drunk and dirty danced all over the owner of the company. Some people were horrified. Others laughed. He didn't seem to mind it at all. Here's a text that says, a guy I work with got drunk and grabbed the boss's crotch. From New Orleans. Paula, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. There's two issues here that we have to concern ourselves with.
Okay.
One is the social issue. Okay. The other one is the legality. Okay. The legality states that when a company gives a party, even if it's off-site, okay, it's an extension of the workplace. Therefore, all of your insurance contracts come into effect if anything happens at the party.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think that's wrong. But I get it.
Well, I mean, you know, I could care less. I mean, you have a Christmas party, you go out, you have a good time, and
yeah,
that's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, when I insure a company, okay, oftentimes, not every carrier, but oftentimes a carrier will ask me if the company gives company parties
mm-hmm.
off-site. And I have to answer that question truthfully. The other thing that comes up is alcohol served, okay? Because then you become responsible for the sobriety of the people at the party. And remember, Christmas parties, for the most part, are not just the employees. You know, you're going to have spouses and significant others and so on and so forth. So you've got double exposure there. You got exposure for your employees. You got exposure for the guests of the employees.
Yeah, and Paula, I guess this is why I'm against it. I mean, I really appreciate your expertise, but I'm against it because, you know, too many people are looking for reasons to sue. People are looking for reasons to make a claim. They were injured or, you know, somebody did something to them. And I think when it comes to something off-site, it's a party, and I don't think the company should be responsible for things that happen to you when you're partying if you have an option of whether or not to go.
I couldn't agree more, but it's the reality. Okay, and in this climate, okay, people are looking
for anything
to sue.
But that's why I'm talking about it, because I want us to all realize how far we've come. It shouldn't be that way. And this also goes to the bartender, the server, who is sued because somebody got drunk in a bar and got into an accident on the way home. You get drunk, that's your decision. So, you know,
And I warn my daughter about that all the time because she's a bartender.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell her all the time, be very, very careful that you don't overserve anybody because whatever you have, okay, can be taken away from you because of some idiot that wants to make a fast buck.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's just the way it is.
No, I'm not saying it's right
or wrong. I'm saying it's precedent.
No,
okay?
I understand. And I'm raising the issue because I want us to recognize how we have lost respect for personal accountability, and this comes under that umbrella.
Oh, it's all about no personal accountability.
Right.
Nobody takes personal accountability into account anymore on things like this. When I worked at the Federal Reserve Bank, what we did was we had a Federal Reserve Bank club that was run by the employees. Mm-hmm. And if we had a party or such, each of us had to put up a minimum amount of money. The bank gave us a certain amount of budget every month, and we put up a minimum amount of money for any, you know, social activity we wanted to have. So the social activities were not sponsored by the bank. The social activities were sponsored by the club.
Paula, I appreciate that information, and you've got some great perspective on that. Here is a text that says, I got so drunk at the office party, I almost told my boss what I really thought. I know you have to be careful with that because, again, sometimes liquor loosens us up just a little bit. And who knows? I mean, somebody might hit the pipe before they go to the party. I'm getting texts like this one that says, the question is whether or not it's a mandatory function. Another text says, if you are required to attend the office Christmas party, then you're on the job. I agree with that. But it would be so simple for the office to say, hey, you don't have to go to the office party, and then suddenly the office isn't accountable for you getting injured. Look, I mean, if you go to a party, if you make a decision, I'm going to the party. I mean, think about this from a responsibility standpoint. You go to the party, you get drunk, you fall down the stairs. People are going to sue the company. That's not the company's fault. The company didn't push you down the stairs. The company didn't force you to drink. And again, it's all about getting a quick buck. I mean, this is the world that we live in. And there are far too many people who are encouraged by attorneys to sue for any reason. And believe me, the attorneys are taking advantage of you. They're using you to get the money. Sometimes it's right to sue people. Sometimes people deserve to be sued. Sometimes it's justice. But quite often today, it's in my opinion, ridiculous. Here is a text that says, the irony here is we literally are having impeachment here. No, I'm not going to talk about impeachment at this point. Here's a text that says, I think Larry was at his Christmas party. Another text says, you are a saint to put up with some of these callers. Oh, no, just it's part of the job. I love my job. Here's a text. Another text about the call. Larry, if you're listening, the call says, you've been to the office party. You know, I don't know. Maybe Larry was having a good time. Hey, some people start the weekend early. I don't know. Here's a text that says, yes, I did it twice at the same job. I guess that is doing something at the office party. Hey, man, you know, you got to be careful. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Here is a text that says, kissing, etc. should not be allowed at workplace functions. I run a large company, and the last thing that we want is hurt feelings, and he said, she said, at a function we hosted. My insurance carrier strongly urges us to keep rules in place for this reason. I do not need a multi-million dollar lawsuit. I get that, but I'm simply saying that people should be held accountable for their behavior as adults. And I don't think the office should be responsible if somebody has a good time at the office party and it's a company office party. Here's a text that says, I went to the office Christmas party where I was supposed to bring an unmarked gag gift. So I went to the sex shop and I got, I don't know if I need to continue to read that. Got something that related to the name of the gift. And I'll just I'll leave it at that. Hey, Sports Talk is coming up next. Christian Garrick live from Hooters in Metairie on Veterans Highway. The American Bank and Trust Players Show features Saints rookie defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That's from 5 to 6. And then Thursday night football tonight, Cowboys and the Bears. You'll hear it right here on your home for the Saints, LSU, and the NFL, WWL. And Hook, our studio producer, join me on Facebook. It's SOTA. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.